I'm going to repeat in a brief lecture the points that I made this morning about aspect and commands. Our next important goal is to learn the rules and forms for making commands in Kwakwala and Likwala. But we'll see that that is tied up closely with aspect, so we have to talk about them together. When speaking about aspect, linguists divide aspects into two main categories, perfective and imperfective. Perfective events are complete, we understand the whole event, whereas imperfectives are incomplete in some way. The difference between imperfective and perfective can be illustrated by some Kwakwala aspect pairs like Yehwa, Yehwid, where Yehwa means something like dancing without beginning or end, meaning that we don't know or we're not concerned with when the dancing began or when it's going to end. We're just describing the middle of the event, Yehwa. Yehwid is perfective in the sense that we're describing a whole event. But there are two main interpretations for the perfective in Kwakwala. One is do and be done, so Yehwid can mean that, danced and it's over. But it can also mean start dancing. But to start dancing is a complete event in itself. So when we say that someone started dancing, we're talking only about that starting event, and we're not concerned with what comes after. So Yehwa means dancing without beginning or end. Yehwid can mean start dancing or dance and be done. The technical terms for those are imperfective and perfective, but the terms that we will be using in this class are continuous and complete. We'll say that Yehwa is continuous aspect and Yehwid is complete aspect. And I abbreviate continuous as CT, complete as CP. Aspect is such a pervasive and important part of Kwakwala that it's going to be very useful to have simple terms for these things. Another aspect pair that can illustrate this difference is Micha Michid. Micha is sleeping without beginning or end. Michid is to go to sleep. In other words, to start sleeping. So Michid is an example of the start doing interpretation of the complete aspect. I will be saying most of this again on Monday when I give a combined lecture about aspect in Kwakwala and Nuchanalth. And we'll see that Kwakwala aspect in Kwakwala and Nuchanalth are quite similar. This is one of the things that seems to come from the fact that they're all Wakashan languages. Now, it would be nice if we only had to worry about two aspects, continuous and complete, but actually Kwakwala has more than two aspects. It has at least four, but maybe more. And this difference, it can be illustrated by a verb like dala, datha, dahid. The verbs dala, datha, dahid have the same root, but they differ in aspect. So dala is usually translated as carrying, datha is holding, dahid as pick it up or take it. And the interesting thing is that dala and datha are both continuous, but they don't have the same meaning. So we're going to have to talk about two kinds of continuous verb. And we're going to call these continuative and durative. So dala is an example of the so-called continuative. It is more active. More is happening. Dala, in the event described by dala, a person is moving and carrying something. Datha is more static. There's less activity, less motion. Datha just describes holding it, not necessarily while moving. Dahid is the complete form, which means to do and be done. So you can see that the different English interpretations of these verbs kind of conceal the fact that their difference in meaning is coming only from the aspect. They all refer to the same thing, that is holding something, right, in the hand. The difference is whether that's continuous and active, dala, continuous and static, datha, or complete, dahid. Another example that shows the two kinds of continuous, although less clearly, is dukwala, dukwatha, dukhwid. So all of these verbs have to do with seeing, but dukwala is more active seeing, that's the continuative form, and dukwatha is more static seeing, which we usually translate as watching. Duchweed is the complete form. There are also sets like Tzama, Tzamatla, Tzamchid, where I don't think we hear the verb Tzama very often, and when we do, it refers to being a Christian. So it is sets of verbs like this that make me think that with some verbs, the simple a form might be aspectless. I'm not sure yet. So tzama is either an aspectless form or it is a generic continuous form with a special meaning to be a Christian, according to Diana. Whereas tzamatla is derivative, that is pointing and not moving. And tzamchid is the complete form, point and be done. Now, the reason why I'm giving this brief overview of aspect is because when we tell someone to do something, usually we want the complete aspect form. Because usually when we're telling someone to do something, we want them to start doing it or do it and be done. So if I tell someone to point, I would usually say tzamchidagya. If I want someone to look, I'd usually say duhuidagya or duhuidas. And if I want someone to pick it up, dahidagya or dahidas. Those are the complete forms. However, it's not only the case that we use the complete aspect in commands. We can also use the continuous aspect in commands. And sometimes this makes an important meaning difference. To see this, consider some forms of sitting. The root for sitting is kwa, with a hard round K, and it takes many different suffixes. I think that the main forms of sit that we want to teach people first are kwatha, kwa'el, and kwahid. So kwatha and kwa'el are both continuous aspect, except that kwatha is generic sitting, whereas kwa'el is specifically sitting indoors. So this is a case where we have to worry about location. Kwahid is just a complete event of sitting and doesn't specify location. Now, if I make a command with the complete form, kwahidas or kwahidagya, I mean sit down and be done. We could paraphrase this as sit down and be done, do and be done, or start doing. I think it's a case of start doing, because kwahidas means that I want you to start sitting and stay seated, but I'm not really saying anything about whether you're going to stay seated. But if I can also say kwathala, kwathala, and this is what I might say to a student because I want him to sit down and stay seated. I asked Diana, when would I say kwathala? And she said, if a person thought that he had to get up and move, and I have to remind him, no, I need you to stay seated during this. Kwathala. We had a question about the command that we use to tell people to stand in line, denuchtlala, denuchtlala. And I hesitated to answer because I don't know yet what all the aspect forms of that verb are. But that sounds to me like a continuous aspect command. So we're telling them, be lined up and stay that way. Now let's talk about command endings. There are five main command endings that we want to worry about. They are zero or nothing, ga, la with a plain L, la with a glottalized L, and s, that is glottal stop s. And here are some examples of each one. If I want someone to look, I can simply use a zero ending, duhui, duhui. I don't yet understand when the zero ending is appropriate, so my current recommendation is not to teach it because my experience in teaching West Coast languages, where some command ending is always required in a command, is that it's very hard to get, it's often hard to get learners who already speak English and who are learning a West Coast language to add that command ending because they know from English that English commands are just the plain form of the verb, sit, look, jump, with no ending. And they assume that they can do that in West Coast, which they can't. They have to add an ending. Now, in Kwakwala, we do have that option, but we don't know yet when that's appropriate. So my experience from teaching English learners tells me that we should avoid teaching that option at the beginning, because if we do, what I fear will happen is the students will only use the zero ending and they won't bother to learn the command endings. So for now, we're going to focus on the four endings, ga, la, and s. We were just talking about the four command endings, ga, la, s. Boaz observes that ga is usually used after complete aspect forms, whereas la and la are usually used after continuous aspect forms. But I don't think that the choice of ending is determined by aspect. Rather, it seems to be determined mainly by the form of the stem. When the stem ends in hid, which is the default ending for complete aspect, we use ga or s. So, for example, duh ida ga, duh ida s, quah ida ga, quah ida s. When the aspect ending on the stem is la or atha, such as duqala, duqalala, duqatha, duqathala, we use the command ending la. The command ending la with a glottalized L is used after stems that end in a consonant. So some cases, frequent cases where this happens is after the word please, which is wa-ha by itself. But when we make a command out of it, we drop the A and use the glottalized L command ending. Wa-la, wa-la. That's a glottalized la. Also, when we use the plural ending ch-da-uh, if the stem has ch-da-uh on it, the command is also la. So, for example, look you singular, duh idas, or duh idagya. But if I want to tell several people to look, I'll say duh uich da la. Duh uich da la. So, first I add the plural ending, and then I add the command ending, which is la. So, there I'm using la, even though it's a complete aspect command, because of the shape of the stem. Let's talk about the command ending s. That's the glottal stop s. This seems to mean you, so it's very similar to the usual you ending, which is just s, s. But when the command ending that means you has a glottal stop as well, s. And this seems to be added more or less freely to other command endings that end in a vowel. So this can be added to la and la. It can also go straight on id forms. So, duhuid, for example, ends in id. We can add an a to that and then s, duhuidas, duhuidas. Quatla is an example of a continuous aspect verb. The usual command ending, the default command ending would be quatlala, be seated and remain seated, quatlala. But we can also throw on an s. Quathalas, quathalas. And I don't understand yet when we need to add the s and when we don't. Kwakwala seems very comfortable with these double command endings, where we have a la plus s, or heed plus s. Sometimes Diana seems to have intuitions about it, but so far I haven't discovered a rule, so we're gonna have to keep feeling it out until we figure it out. Right now, I'm leaning on my general rule, which is when there's a longer way to say something and a shorter way, to teach the longer way first. This way, people know the biggest way to say it with all the possible word bits, and later when they chop it down, they'll know what they're leaving out. But if we teach someone the short way first, they might never learn what they're leaving out. Sometimes when I've asked Diana to explain the difference between a pair like quathala versus quathalas, which both mean remain seated. She says something like the form with s, quathalas, is more personal. You're making it clear that I'm talking to you. And it might correspond kind of to English examples like believe you me. The usual command would be believe me, but believe you me is an expression that one hears sometimes, and it does sound a little bit more like one is being called out, spoken to personally. We've just heard an example, which is beseated, you all. Gwathach dawlas. Gwathach dawlas. We're going to build this word as an example of how we make such large complex words and how we choose which command ending to use. The root is qua, qua. That root is never used by itself. It always has to have an ending after it. Usually that ending will be an aspect ending. Gwathla is a complete word that can be used by itself. That is the continuous aspect, and it's the more static one that I call the durative. Gwathla is to be sitting. To make a simple command out of gwathla, we would usually say gwathala, gwathala, be seated. There we're using the la with the plain L after an a. That's where we use that ending. But if we want to tell several people to sit and be precise about it, we need the plural ending. And that'll give us gwathach dawch. Gwathach dawch. Now that X at the beginning of the plural ending is not always pronounced, but it is pronounced after vowels and resonants. So since gwatha ends in a vowel, we pronounce the X, gwathach dawch. After the plural ending dawch, the command ending we use is la with a glottalized L. This ending is used after consonants. Gwathach dawch la. And that is a good command. We could just stop there. Gwathach dawch la. Be seated, you all. But we can also add a second command ending, s. This s works after commands that already have a command ending and that end in a vowel. So we can say gwathach dawch las. Be seated, you all. As I said, we don't know yet exactly what that s contributes, but it seems to make the command a little more personal. So here again from the beginning is how I would build that word. Qua, quatha, quathach dauch, quathach dauch la, quathach dauch las. I'd like to hear everyone build that word. Diana has just pointed out that the root qua can be used by itself, and she gives the example quas la. Qua lach. Don't go sit there. Qua sla qua lach. There's one other point to make about commands in Kwakwala, and that has to do with helping verbs. Kwakwala has several important helping verbs, and several of them are used in commands. These include qelagat, hagat, wigat, qwas. Each of these words consists of a helping verb plus a command ending. So, qela gya is qela, come, plus gya. Ha gya is ha, go, plus gya. We gya is the helping verb we, plus gya. And qwas is the helping verb qwa, plus s. And these are frequently used to make commands. The job of the helping verb in these sentences is mainly to hold the command ending and sometimes to add a little bit of extra meaning. So there is a difference between saying qela gya ham eat and ha gya ham eat, right? Come eat, go eat. In those cases, the helping verb is not only hosting the command ending, it's also adding a little bit of meaning. That's the end of this brief lecture on aspect and commands. I will be giving another lecture specifically on aspect on Monday, and we will be working on commands today and next week.